6 months ago, Jimmy Gold was backing the proposed constitutional amendment that would have legalized medical and recreational marijuana if Ohio voters approved it. But voters rejected it by nearly a 2-to-1 margin. Now, as a member of the Ohio House's Task Force on Medicinal Pot, Gold is praising the new legislation coming out of that effort.
It will be, I think, the best medical marijuana bill in the United States of America.
The bill comes out of a series of hearings where more than 100 people testified both for and against medical pot. Republican Representative Kirk Schuring says the bill creates a 9-member medical marijuana control commission and lays out other specifics of how a medical marijuana plan would work in Ohio. For instance, Schuring says only licensed doctors will be allowed to recommend medical marijuana under certain conditions.
Physicians who are certified by that Medical Marijuana Control Commission will have to report every 90 days on the type of patients they have recommended medical marijuana to, the types of conditions that their patients are suffering, and why they recommended medical marijuana in lieu of more conventional forms of medicine, and what forms of medical marijuana they also recommended.
Schuring says homegrown marijuana will not be allowed. He says businesses that have drug policies for workers will still be able to enforce those policies. Democratic State Senator Kenny Yuko, a longtime advocate for medical marijuana, is optimistic.
It's a start of a process, and during this process, we're going to be hearing not only from the people in the Ohio House, but the people in the Ohio Senate will also have their opportunity to address the situation. And this is the way the legislation is supposed to work.
Republican former Attorney General Betty Montgomery, an outspoken opponent of the plan last fall, also likes this legislative plan. She says attorneys general from around the country have advised this legislative route to legalizing medical cannabis.
They have all said, don't proceed where you're inflexible, because you're going to have things come up that you're going to have to be able to adjust to. And that's why you have to have a legislative process, not a ballot process.
But the bill is not supported by the Ohio State Medical Association. Spokesman Tim Maglione says while the doctors group doesn't like this plan, he realizes there is a good chance of medical marijuana legalization through this process or at the ballot. So his group wants to stay in the discussion with lawmakers.
And if it's going to be done, we really think that there need to be significant guardrails and protections on how it's done.
Some groups, however, don't trust the Ohio legislature to come up with a medical marijuana plan that will meet the needs of patients. Mason Tavert is with a group called Ohioans for Medical Marijuana. It's backed by an organization that's passed medical marijuana laws in other states. Tavert's group is gathering petition signatures now to put the issue on the ballot this fall.
It would be foolish to wait around and expect the legislature to accomplish something that it's failed to accomplish for the past 2 decades. We're going to move forward, and if the legislature in the meantime passes a good law, we can reevaluate this later.
Tavert says sick Ohioans cannot wait. Another group that wants to pass a medical marijuana provision will appear before the Ohio ballot board just hours from now to get approval for another petition. And that group also hopes its plan will be on the statewide ballot this fall. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.